This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide, and will you guys print me all those articles? Because I remember reading that the Reddit was being bought by Communist China because they run their tech companies. And I forgot that it was even in mainstream news, and then that's why they were censoring and got rid of the Donald, basically. But they did it by strangling it and shutting it down and putting it in quarantine. They put it in a re-education camp, hoping everybody would be re-educated in there to, you know, oh, you're allowed to talk to people. Millions visit you. You like Democrat and Commie China now. You'll be allowed to talk, but only if you say what we say. It's like the few Christians that haven't been arrested in China and killed. The new Bibles they have are Mao's red book, and the Ten Commandments are quotes from Mao. I'm not joking. That happened last week. Infowars.com wrote about it. So I agree with Carpe Donctum. It'd be great to be able to use Twitter and Facebook and Reddit and all that, but they're in the process of phasing us out. It's not just, quote, a company decision. It's oppressing a whole group of people. It's a political takeover. And if we don't have the will to sit there and stand up to it, like dodo birds that have never been hunted, but had freedom so long, if we don't have an immune system to say no to that, we want foreign governments that are mass murderers to take over our communication systems because the president's, you know, 73 and eats McDonald's all day and thinks Fox News is the only thing on the planet, then we deserve it. Americans deserve it. But I agree with you. It'd be nice if we could be on those platforms, you know, like they jack into the Matrix and, you know, go back and forth between the Matrix and the real world. But, Carpe, what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, it's I understand exactly what you're saying. That it's a hard line to straddle. Staying in there and being abused all the time, not being as effective as you could be because of the censorship. But you do need to stay in there and fight. I mean, you still need to try and pull people out of the
Matrix. No, I agree, but listeners need to understand that but if we always did our content on our own sites and promoted them, everybody promoted Twitter and Reddit and Facebook with their own already built sites and their advertising money on the side of their trucks, on their websites, right, on their cars. We made these people, and now they pull the rug out from under us. If we'd listened to Drudge, everybody would have built their own systems. We'd have an original, good, truly diverse internet. That's all I'm saying. Yes, we're in their trap now.
Yeah, and you know, something that I've talked about for a while is that, you know, 10 years ago was the time that we needed big people to invest in tech, and they didn't do it. All the people that invested in tech 10, 15 years ago were leftists. And
of course,
they
wanted to control everything, and they knew what it was going to be. Yeah, they could spy on us, control our lives. Exactly.
So, I mean, the point that we're at now, I think we need to do major investment in those areas. We need to build our own infrastructure. It's going to be really hard to overcome the infrastructure that's already there. But once they tighten down and they get rid of most of us off of these platforms, there'll be nowhere to go if we don't build the infrastructure first. And it will only be easier once we're off those platforms to separate, make everyone confused, turn people against each other, things like that.
Exactly. And big tech is already going after Gab and me and everybody. Right. They want us shut down. They want a monopoly. I mean, it's not just Facebook didn't want Google Plus. They don't want anything.
Right. And there's something to be said for that big tech allows some of these places to continue to exist because it's a place where you can say, well, look, we've got this place. We got Gab you can go to. Well, they want you there because you're not effective there. Nobody else there except for your own little bubble is there. So I love these platforms that are creating new spaces, but you still have to fight on their territory.
Sure, but it's a chicken or egg. What I'm saying is you use Gab or Telegram or InfoWars or Band.Video as a place to back your stuff up. It's always there. And then use the enemy platform to promote that as you do sorties into their operations.
Absolutely, absolutely. You use their platforms against them and use them to the best of your ability. And we need to create platforms like MemeWorld.com that can go into the future after things are shut down.
Well said. Let's do a few more minutes and open the phones up, and I got to go. A few more minutes with Carpe Gunctum on what the Dark Age will look like, which is just a few months away. I mean, everything's almost shut down now. I mean, InfoWars is one of the few places. MemeWorld.com, one of the few places. Band.on Video, one of the few places. DredgeReport.com, a few places.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, I'm bouncing off the walls right now. I intended to only have Carpe Gunctum, one of the top memers in the world. He's one of the top artists, communicators, cave wall drawers. That's all it is. It's the most basic form of human communication. But it's a great art form, a lot of skill. Video editor, you name it. Wordsmith. I intend to have him on one segment, but he's been on now for 45 minutes because I read this stuff. I know this stuff. It was even in the Wall Street Journal. I've got the articles right here. We can put them on screen. $150 million plus dollars invested in February by a Chinese communist-controlled Chi-Com company. And then they ban the Reddit, subreddit, Donald, and freeze it, put it in, quote, quarantine, where only the people already on it can basically use it. Other people can't find it, and now they're just shutting it down. It's dead. And that's a scandal that Trump's number one website, bigger than his campaign site, that subreddit. They have an MIT study where the internet gets its memes from, and they said most of it from the Donald subreddit. And we put up with it being shut down. You think you go over to communist China and have a U.S. company buy something that supported, say, Xi, it'd be shut down? He's a dictator. Trump was elected. But when you read the Washington Post, pull that up, please. Xi must crush Trump to save America is the headline. Arguably the most important newspaper in the United States, at least one of the top two, saying Xi needs to crush President Trump. You can't find it all. I didn't post. No big deal. But we're live right now. We're talking about all of this. This is all unfolding. This is real. And so we're here. And they're going down to individual accounts now. They're saying people can't show women at a shooting range. The Republicans can't run ads that say we're looking for strong women to join the party. Anything effective is banned. And I'm sorry, I put out fake news. It wasn't crush, it's worse. Xi's choice, destroy Trump. Print me that article, please. Xi's choice, destroy Trump or save him and weaken America. What a sick statement. When China has had a one-sided deal to shut us down, they're shipping fentanyl in, 25 tons got caught, that deal of $10 billion, $606 million and change. I mean, my God, they own Hollywood, all the anti-American race war crap. They are demoralizing us. They admit they are with allies in our own system. It's sick. And here we are, Carpe Gunctum, watching it happen. And I know Trump's had you in the White House. You've been there a few times, and you're a great guy. And Trump's, I love Trump. But my heavens to Betsy, I know what he does. I'm people that know him well. He watches Fox and CNN. And he reads the New York Times, and he visits Drudge sometimes, and he the Secret Service shows him clips of InfoWars. Talked to some folks just last week about that. But and their big fear is keep Alex away from him and keep you away from him. And we know what's going on, compadre. And, you know, I've been offered the money. People think, I tell people, hey, I got offered $10 million a year 15 years ago to sell out. People, that's that you never did. That's so much money. Folks, InfoWars is gigantic even then. They spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year from Soros just propping up things like Vox or Vice. Vox gets $250 million from NBC. Disney put $2 billion last time I checked into Vice. So they can do anti-Alex Jones and anti-Trump videos. Till the cows come home. And we're operating on $20-something million a year. And it's getting a much bigger effect, folks. But think about that. I have to sell $40 million of product because on average, it's 100% markup. And we're not even doing that now. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Stand against the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, all of them. We can stay on the air. We can do it, but only when you support us financially and get great products you already need, and only when you spread the damn word. And I want to thank Matt Drudge. He's been linking to us every day. And I got to tell you, that massive traffic in InfoWars is sending us a lot of the new people we are able to deprogram and show what's happening. So thank you, Matt Drudge. But Matt Drudge understands this is a fight. I haven't even gotten to the story he linked to today about what Facebook's up to. We'll do that next segment. Then I'll open the phones up. But Carpe Diem, I keep interrupting. You've got 5 minutes to recap it all, to talk about it and what we're facing. And the Chi-Com government that admittedly runs and owns that company, $150 million, buys the Reddit, takes control of it, kills Donald. And then we're talking about this crypt, that people are still wanting to keep going. And I get it, but it's gone, brother. It's gone. People need to go to memeworld.com, and they need to abandon ship and go to other places now. And everybody needs to say on the Reddit, hey, come here before it's too late, so you at least get some of the people. Everybody knows, oh, don't do that, or you'll get banned too. We're already self-censoring prisoners. This is the road to destruction. Go ahead.
Well, you know, To the credit of Donald, the metrics have actually maintained over the last few months, even in quarantine. They've still got new subscribers, but again, we're going into another point where there's an appeal, and every single time you do an appeal and you lose, the time doubles. So it started out with a 30-day quarantine, then it went to a 60-day. If this one is denied, we're going to be up to, I think, January is the next time that you can.
Think how authoritarian that is. They call it a quarantine, exactly. Like we're a disease. Gosh, these people are sick. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean they're not even hiding what it is. I mean they're keeping us away from everyone. Now they've been doing that for 4 years. They've been pretending like we don't exist. They've been pretending that.
So you're in a death camp. They just haven't killed you yet.
Yeah, they've been marching us around in circles for 4 years. Now, again, I want to stress this point that the amount of people that still visit the Donald is greater than the viewership of Fox News on an average night. I mean, there's millions and millions and millions of people that visit that site every single day.
And Trump won't do a damn thing. The Chinese government came and did it. I mean, the big fat dragon's like, it's mine now. Ha ha.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's something that we need to get his attention about. I think that it is high time that we have him talking about one of his greatest assets. You talked about the memes and the study that was done about where memes come from. The Donald is responsible for at least 15 of the most viral things that President Trump has ever tweeted. I mean, to be fair, like six to eight of them were mine, but the wrestling gif that sparked the CNN blackmail, that came from the Donald. All of the things that that something wicked has done has come from the Donald. The Batman video that got removed from his channel came from the Donald. The memes come from there. I am sure that Greenland Trump Tower picture came from the Donald.
I promise not to do this.
Right, exactly. All of those viral moments, they all come from this place. And most of the memes that you're going to see running around Twitter are a day old from the Donald. I mean, other than the stuff that I put out, because I put it out on Twitter at the same time I do everything
and
else.
And, again, I just want to win, and that's why I was so happy to hear you were building Meme World and why I'm trying to promote it so that we don't lose the Donald, but they've already done it to a great extent. And then again, President Trump, they've got Jim Hoft over at Gateway Pundit, great folks, saying, hey, what happened to Drudge? Well, what happened to Trump's all I'm saying, is that we need Trump to take action. This is a foreign government comes and buys the most effective place, bigger than Trump's Twitter probably. The Chinese government basically took the equivalent of Trump's Twitter away from him. And if he puts up with it, it really upsets me.
Well, and it upsets me as well that, I mean, that Donald is largely responsible for Trump's election. Without the Donald, I don't think he gets as close.
Well, it's like fingers make up a fist. I mean, Drudge would be the thumb. InfoWars would be the index finger. The Donald would be the middle finger, literally, you know, flipping off the establishment.
Right.
And then all
right.
the other grassroots stuff, Facebook's the other fingers and things, and exactly, and YouTube. And they're taking it all away. They're taking it all away except Drudge. Drudge is the only thing that hasn't been crippled. What?
And we're letting them, and we can't let them.
Hey, you're amazing. We love you. MemeWorld.com. We hope they save the Reddit. We hope they bring it back from the dead. You know, we hope, like Lazarus, it comes out. Trump could do it by just saying something about it. If he just tweet, wow, the Chinese government bought Reddit, you know, you better stop. Better leave the Donald alone. They'd stop, but he won't do it. We love you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Blades and dice in her eyes, just a touch of sadness in her fingers, thunder and lightning in her thighs.
Broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. This country's done. This country's soft. This country's stupid. This country's weak. It is. It's done. We kill babies after they're born. Nobody cares the Chinese government bought Reddit. That's old news. No, it's like, oh, so what? Everyone loves it because we have emasculated men. We have a country of little bitches. And grovelers and ass kissers. You go out in public and you look at the average American, you're talking about weak, pathetic people, stupid, dumb, devil worshipers. Yeah, that's the truth. There are a lot of good people left in this nation, but the churches have been taken over. The systems have been taken over. And people don't have any fighting spirit except to fight against anything good. That's all it is, period. They don't have the spark. I was watching The West, that PBS documentary, while I was on the elliptical this weekend, and it was just the black and white photos of everybody's eyes. It didn't matter if they were Chinese coolies or white people or black people or Native Americans. In the black and white photos, you take black and white photos today, and they don't have that look in the eyes. I mean, you could almost see the color in people's eyes. They were so powerful. And then you just see it. And it's like the soul has been sucked out of people. They're in a mesmerized sleep state. And medically they are. When you watch television all day, particularly that isn't interactive, or you get on the internet, it creates a flicker rate that just eases people into suspended disbelief. And then they're programmed, and then they're gone. They're gone. They're gone. To where now, really all we're doing is conditioning people in a way. It's like, oh, yeah, world government, yeah, the Chi-Coms, you know, own Reddit. Yeah, they bought it up and shut the president up. And the president just sits there in the White House and puts up with it. Oh, well, they're a private company. And the Chinese government has a $900 billion a year of our money they steal in one-sided deals that the globalists set up to come in here and buy everything this nation has or ever will have. I want to play this report. It's really important. I want to play this report because it really explains it all. Kids lead humanity into carbon taxation hell. The John Bowne report. And it really just explains it all. Then I'm going to give the number out. We'll try to take some phone calls. And Hotep Jesus, always informative, always amazing, is coming on the show. So let's go ahead and go to that report that deals with people like Greta Thunberg. Here we go.
Some of the models suggest to Dr. Maslowski that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during summer, during some of the summer months, could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
Climate change madness is upon us. Without any consideration of the consequences they will surely face, a generation blinded by junk science and blame accepts the carbon taxation scheme of a global elite class largely responsible for the very pollution and erosion plaguing the earth.
As someone who already struggles with anxiety and struggles with depression from my understanding of climate change and what I experience, watching our government knowingly perpetuate the climate crisis is extremely overwhelming. I wrestle with this anxiety every day, from the moment that I wake up in the morning to the moment I fall asleep at night. If we keep going on with business as usual, both Honduras and New York, the places where my family and I are from, will forever be lost to the sea.
February 2018 was colder than February 1998. If someone is tempted to argue that the reason for recent record cooling periods is that global temperatures are getting more volatile, it's not true. The volatility of monthly global average temperatures since 2000 is only two-thirds what it was from 1880 to 1999. Add to that, evidence from NASA reveals that the Earth is entering a solar minimum, basically a low point in sunspot activity. And the growing possibility of what has been known as the Maunder minimum, which would drive temperatures below the average and could produce a mini ice age. Failed presidential candidate and worthless New York City Mayor de Blasio, guided by the Rockefeller New World Order technocratic communist vision for America, allowed the students of New York City to skip school and pour onto the streets to embrace their misguided concern for the earth, creating a wave of copycat protests across the country. If these kids want to know what kind of controversy they actually face, just take a look at the carbon pricing scheme in Australia, introduced by the Gillard Labor government in 2011 as the Clean Energy Act of 2011, which came into effect in July of 2012. The scheme was repealed in July of 2014. It did very little to curb any investment in coal as it was intended, but it did make a lot of Australians very angry.
I've got no money because I've got a lunatic government that's been putting taxes on me to cool the planet.
It's a form of socialism masquerading as environmentalism. It may well be, as you say, Michael, that most Australian economists think that a carbon tax for emissions trading scheme is the way to go. Maybe that's a comment on the quality of our economists.
Meanwhile, the propagandized media drills it in.
Increasingly, people are much more comfortable saying, we've got wildfires like we haven't seen, we've got drought like we haven't seen, we've got flooding like we haven't seen, we've got hurricanes like we haven't seen, we've got melting like we haven't seen, and there might be some connection, and it might be climate.
How are we going to screw the people? How are we going to kill indigenous cultures? How are we going to mess with the Amazon?
As the old scam rears its ugly head again, a reinvigorated call for the so-called expert economist support of Al Gore and the World Bank's carbon tax. As the Globe Gazette reported, U.S. economists have joined together to recommend a tax on carbon emissions as the most effective way of controlling carbon emissions and mitigating climate change. Recommending a carbon tax offers the most cost-effective lever to reduce carbon emissions at the scale and speed that is necessary. A carbon tax should increase every year until emission reduction goals are met. A sufficiently robust and gradually rising carbon tax will replace the needs for various carbon regulations. This is a recipe for economic collapse, brought to you from the hidden halls of Bilderberg, the United Nations, and a host of think tanks hell-bent on reducing the United States to a pile of rubble while the U.S. taxpayer goes all in on their own demise. John Baum reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission,
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones, and President Trump gave an incredible speech this morning that we're going to be playing more of in the next hour. We've already mentioned some of it. There's a very important article by Jamie White that's up on InfoWars.com that needs to go extremely viral. Trump to the UN, the future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to sovereign, independent nations. That is just so beautiful. Our own corporate media is saying nation states shouldn't even exist now. And then he goes on globalism and how criminal it is. He gets into open borders, big tech censorship, and endless wars. And says he's taking action on all of it. He's been trying to block a new war with Iran. This is an amazing time. Lord Christopher Monckton is going to join us on Greta Thunberg and the way she's being rejected so much here in her bizarre Hitlerian rants with the viral video we have posted on Infowars.com. But first off, let's go ahead and play this clip of Trump telling it like it is against world government. We've come so far where they denied world government all these years. And now it's here, and now we're saying we don't want it. We don't want foreign multinational corporations allied with the Shycoms buying us up and treating us like we're Chinese slaves, like they've done Reddit. Here it is.
Looking around and all over this large, magnificent planet, the truth is plain to see. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor the differences that make each country special and unique.
Instead of transferring our power to unelected globalist organizations with front people like Greta Thunberg, the autistic victim, really, I think, of the brainwashing we've seen, Christopher Monckton is the leading expert, I would say, of everybody out there, even Mark Moreno, who's advised Congress, of course. On the fraud of the carbon tax and all of it, and they're screeching and squawking and abuse of the children, trying to tell them the world's ending. Now they're saying in 10 years, Beto and others are. So I'm glad you could join us, Mr. Monckton, Lord Monckton, to get into all of this, because this is an amazing moment. I want to get into Greta Thunberg. You're somewhat of an expert on her. Her mother says she's psychic and can see the devil gas that plants breathe carbon dioxide. But, wow, what do you make of Trump's United Nations speech?
Well, this was one of the finest speeches ever to have been delivered at that largely useless organization. The United Nations has long outlived any usefulness it once had. It's trying to substitute itself for individual national governments. It's using the climate change scam as one of its major weapons in doing that. And Mr. Trump isn't buying any of it. And he made a speech which was at once statesmanlike, but also ringingly patriotic. And there is a man who is saying to his own countrymen, whatever you may think of me, I will stand up for you and for my country, and I'll stand up against these global creeps who are trying to take over. And who elects the United Nations? Nobody. Who elects the European Union? Nobody elects the European Commission. It's an unelected body which has absolute power. Or who elects the Law of the Sea Conference? Who elects the World Bank? Who elects the International Monetary Fund? Nobody. Every time power is transferred from elected hands here to unelected hands at these various international and increasingly global bodies, democracy dies a little, and that is the main purport of what Mr. Trump was saying. He was saying, if you want democracy, then you have to look for it in your nation, because you will not find it in any of these international organizations. And the only way the United Nations can, in my view, be allowed to survive at all is if in future all the delegates to that body are elected by the peoples of the countries that constitute it. And that's going to be difficult in countries like China, where they're not used to electing anyone. Well, they're going to have to get used to that idea, because otherwise the UN has no future. And in effect, Mr. Trump was giving it notice. You either become democratic or you fail and you go.
Now, we had you on today, very well said, Lord Monckton, to get into Greta Thunberg, who you're quite the expert on. This is breaking news on Infowars.com. Greta Parents reported to child services in Sweden this morning. So that's going on. Earlier today, a private person posted pictures of her concern about Greta Thunberg for child abuse of the parents. The report was allegedly sent to the district administrator of Stockholm and is being taken very seriously. I'd say she has Stockholm syndrome. And a lot of people talk about how she just seems completely crazed. wild-eyed, very hateful. She sees Trump come in under the UN, and she's right behind him and looks at him with just a what I'd call a psychotic look. She's up there hating everyone, blaming everyone, saying, we're watching you, we're coming after you. She is a very deranged person right now. You're an expert on her. How would you quantify this young lady?
I think she is a victim of ruthless Marxist indoctrination in the schools. The Marxists who were originally behind this global warming scam, they are the ones who are driving it. They can't believe that the West is destroying its economies at the rate that it is doing. And now they're even using children, just as fascists and communists always have. You had the Hitler Youth, you had the Komsomol in Russia, you had the young Chinese communists, all of these organizations which regimented children and exploited them for the political ends of adults. And I feel very sorry for Greta Thunberg. Of course, she'll end up with the Nobel Peace Prize, and everybody will say what a wonderful thing it is that she's trying to save the planet. I think we should not too much question her motives. We should question those who indoctrinated her so completely that she cannot realize the value of somebody with whom she disagrees, such as Mr. Trump. So I don't think we should get into trying to psychoanalyze her by looking at the face of hatred which she's just put up there. Small children tend to put on faces like that, and it doesn't mean that they are full of hatred. It just means they haven't yet learnt to control their facial muscles and control their emotions. But what we should say is this, that she and the millions of others who took to the streets and started to say that they were going on strike against their own education, which is a pretty silly thing to go on strike about, for the sake of saving the planet. First of all, it's not going to do any good. Secondly, nothing of this is necessary. A brilliant paper just published by Professor Patrick Frank, a good friend of mine at the Stanford Linear Accelerator, has demonstrated formally and beyond all dispute, it was reviewed by the most eminent people on the other side of the case, and they could not fault it, that the climate models on which the case that Greta Thunberg is arguing are based are incapable of telling you the time of day, let alone telling you what the weather is going to be like in 100 years' time. They are valueless for making any predictions about global warming.
Christopher, let's do one more segment. I only had time for one, but I think you can do two, because I want to get into Breitbart's excellent article. 41 times they were completely wrong. They always say the science is settled, everyone agrees, but the truth is, the majority of scientists are coming out saying it's a fraud all along. It's totally insane. It's a giant power grab. And I want to ask you just briefly as we go to break, though, what period would you call this? Because they're buying up the media, censoring everyone, saying arrest us, but all the evidence shows they're liars, and it seems like they're panicking. Is all this bullying death throes of their giant fraud?
I think they know it's coming to an end. The people who are behind this are a very small number. There's an awful lot of useful idiots who have drifted along with it because it seems to be the right thing to do, to care for the planet. I mean, it pushes all the right buttons. It appeals to you to get across.
Well, stay there. Tell us about it when we come back. Lord Christopher Monckton's our guest. Just amazing work. And then they've broken this article. What's up with that.com, that the Child Protective Services are being sent to her house. She's obviously a brainwashed, hate-filled zombie. They've really ruined this little girl. Hopefully she can be rehabilitated somehow.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Greta Thunberg, expert. And then we have Hotep Jesus, great political activist, joining us next hour. I'll try to open the phones then, but listen. You better believe when I start the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, we're going to play a bunch of Trump's 45-minute historic speech. Owen Schroyer, when the war room starts in about an hour and 13 minutes, he's going to air the whole speech in his first hour. In fact, that's exactly enough time to do it because there's 15 minutes of ads each hour. So he's going to air the whole speech, maybe go into the second hour and analyze it. He went after big tech censorship, went after communism, went after big corporations trying to get rid of national sovereignty. He struck at the root. And as Lord Christopher Monckton just said, I was watching him when we played the clip. He's on the TV over there, even when he's not live on air. And I saw real satisfaction gleam in his eyes. And I was getting chills, even though I read the transcript. I hadn't seen it yet. And because globalism is pure authoritarianism, it was a Hitlerian plan, the EU was. And to know how evil it is and how anti-human it is, I'm getting literal chills. Like I only get a pleasure when I see my children born and they're healthy. I mean, I'm having major endorphin releases right now. I'm as high as a kite, and we should be, because Trump doing this means he's for real, And this is so devastating to these authoritarians. Because as Lord Monckton said, it's a very few billionaire globalists that want this panopticonic carbon tax. Bloomberg, a few others. They want to be able to run this and control this. And then they've got foreign governments aiding and funding it, like China and Saudi Arabia, because they want our fossil fuels shut down. Lord Monckton, Greta Thunberg talks about billions are going to die, the sea levels are rising, the same old lie. But if they cut all carbon use, wouldn't it kill billions, the studies show? I mean, it's just insane how evil globalism is.
Let's get the figures straight. It's already killing tens of millions every year in Africa, because since 2010, the World Bank, the unelected World Bank, the globalist World Bank, has refused to lend to poor countries in sub-Saharan Africa, desperate to give electricity to their people. It won't lend for building the one kind of power stations that work in those countries, because they've got plenty of coal, and that's coal-fired power. Now, these days, coal-fired power is clean, it's efficient, it's continuous, it's reliable, and yet the World Bank denies it. Result, people in sub-Saharan Africa who don't have electricity die 15 to 20 years before those of us who do. So the death toll is already in the tens of millions every year. They're not killed by climate change. They're killed by climate change policies, which, as Dr. Frank's paper now proves, are completely unjustifiable. There is no existing case for doing anything about global warming at all. So that's the truth of it. They're already killing millions. And yes, if they were to get their way, the latest thing, there's an enormous campaign now worldwide, particularly on the BBC here, against eating meat. Now, as I know, because I was told I had diabetes 2 years ago, the cure for that is to stop eating bread and pasta and other carbohydrates and potatoes and rice and grains and eat lots of meat. And the reason why everybody's getting diabetes in the West is they're not eating enough meat. And yet here are these people who are already killing the people of Africa. Now they want to increase the death toll, which is already very high in the West from diabetes and its complications. I no longer have diabetes because I now eat plenty of meat every day. That's how I cured myself. And I am completely free of this disease, having been very
disabled. Genetically, Hispanics and Native Americans particularly can't handle corn syrup or processed sugars even more.
Exactly
than,
that.
And literally, you drive down the street at bus stops, you'll see folks with their legs chopped off. They're almost all Hispanic, and they'll admit that it's three times more likely in Hispanics to be killed by sugar. I mean, so sugar's deadly. It's really deadly for Hispanics, and as the studies show, they need high meat diets and not the sugar diets.
It's not just the sugar, you see. It's also getting rid of the carbohydrates, because they turn into sugar so quickly. Yes. It's the same eating sugar, and that's where the meat comes in, because it takes longer to digest, so you don't get the sugar rush. It doesn't overload your pancreas, and you do away with the diabetes. So we've now got a new info war on our hands, Alex, which is to explain to the people that if you don't want obesity and you don't want diabetes, you don't want your feet and hands chopped off, you don't want to go blind, all the various complications of diabetes, you don't want dementia, you don't want Alzheimer's, all of these come from carbohydrates, then what you should do is eat more meat. But the international communist left are determined to take away from our plates the roast beef of old England itself. And why? Because they want to kill us. One should never underestimate just how much communists and fascists hate humanity.
Well, they Christopher, they're now out in the open saying humans are bad, depopulate us. We've got the Democratic Party candidates for president coming out and saying depopulate, kill the brown people. I mean, we have Bernie Sanders saying it's about depopulation.
Nothing be more racialist than the current Democrat Party in its attitude to countries where what they need is our support. They do not need this kind of naked racialism from the Democrats, who actually hate poor people, because they're all rich people now, the Democrats. They hate black people. They hate people who do not come from the privileged background in Greenwich Village that they come from. They want to rule by communism, by fascism, by one form or another of absolute totalitarian control. Well, I've got news for them. Democracy, which is what you and I believe in, Alex, that doesn't care what color your skin is. It's one man, one vote. And everybody's vote is equal. There's nothing that's more of a leveler up than democracy itself. And that, I think, was the great significance of Mr. Trump's speech. He has done two things now that justify that presidency of his. The first was to pull America out of the Paris climate nonsense. And the second one was that speech today. It's going to go down as one of the great speeches made by American presidents. It's going to be read and reread and studied and retweeted and passed on and commented on around the world. And the left are already not knowing where to look because they realize he has confronted them directly. That's your word. He's confronted them. He's faced them down. He said, no, we are not going to allow democracy to pass out into the night. We are not going to hand over our national rights and freedoms and independence and democracy and prosperity to an alien bureaucratic force, whether it's the United Nations, the World Bank, or any of these others. We will be free, and you will not be able to stop us. It was a great moment for America and a great moment for the world.
You're absolutely right, and we really appreciate you. WhatsUpWithThat.com is your main excellent site. Amazing information up there, and thank you for joining us. We look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you. Folks, I am just speechless right now. I was in a super bad mood today when I started talking about the communist Chinese buying the Reddit. I already knew they'd done that and shutting down the Donald. But I got reminded by it and got enraged on air and off air. But then I knew Trump gave this powerful speech, but it ended right when I went on air at 11 a.m. So I started going through transcripts of it and saw articles on InfoWars, and I watched a clip during the break and went into euphoria. Because I get mad at Trump not taking enough action because I know how serious this battle is. I love Trump, but also get irritated. And I know he does stuff when you put heat on him. He's a good guy. But, man, him coming out and saying the globalists aren't going to run the world, you're a bunch of trash, and coming out against big tech at the UN, that is going to be all over the world. That means he's really taking action. So I'm just really happy. So thank you, all of you that have made this show possible. Because let me tell you, if it wasn't for InfoWars and folks like DrudgeReport.com and a few others, but you, the audience, I mean, you're the patriots that get the plan, that know about the diabolical plan. Nobody knew this stuff 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And I wasn't ever on air like going, yay, we know it, nobody else does. I've been freaked out. Big private world government, anti-human, trying to break our families up, run by a bunch of pedophile devil worshippers, putting fluoride in the water to brain damage us on record. I mean, this is crazy. I know why I sound crazy. I've kind of gone crazy knowing all this stuff. Because I'm pissed, man. I'm pissed at people taking this lying down, myself included. I'm not taking it lying down, ever. And I like seeing what Trump did. I want a pro-human future. These people are our enemies, these globalists. And listen, we've got Black Friday comes 2 months early right now running this week. InfoWarsStore.com, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off all the supplements and preparedness goods. And, man, these are amazing products. I mean, I can't tell you what taking fish oil and krill oil and a knockout every night our sleep aid does for my sleep. It's just incredible. Look at all the weight I've lost. I look a lot better. I've only been doing this a month religiously, taking the supplements. Because I always forget to take them for a while and they get out of shape. It's amazing. Take advantage of these. Stock up on your Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, your Wake Up America coffee. You want stuff you're going to reorder? Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime with one click for free. Only way you lose is not supporting us. Seriously, we are the damn chemical spear. We'll be right back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.